Cocktails for Conservation is coming up at the Chattanooga Zoo this Friday, February 28th. Proceeds from the event will benefit conservation efforts for 2014 and raise awareness for some of the behind-the-scenes programs that work to protect and restore endangered animals. I spoke with Zoo Director Darty Long to find out what to expect at Cocktails for Conservation. The zoo always needs money for the zoo,
right?
But the conservation efforts, that's the future. That's a serious future.
And it's our mission. I think it really encompasses everything and why we do what we do. Sure, we're there for fun. We're there for education. But ultimately, we're trying to educate people about how to make sure this world stays like it is for future generations and that it doesn't become this barren place with no diversity or things that we've all had a chance to grow up with. So it's a very important message and a really good chance, too, because I think sometimes, even though we talk about them, our conservation programs don't get all of the attention they should because they're kind of behind the scenes. The work often is not on exhibit. You know, like with hellbenders, we don't even have a hellbender on exhibit, and yet the work we're doing with them is really phenomenal. But really cool animals, and again, a chance to feature those guys.
When it comes to your conservation efforts, it's not just pouring money at it either. You've got breeding programs, you've got habitat improvement programs, mm-hmm. and in the case of the snow leopards, you're even trying to improve the community so they don't go out and kill these creatures.
You know, you're right, and I think Snow Leopard Trust is probably one of my favorite organizations we work with, but we recently, or last year actually, purchased a satellite phone for one of their field researchers because there were areas that he was going into where he was by himself and had no way to connect back. And so that was a very important purchase. So we are actually over there working with our phone, you know, and I believe he's in Kyrgyzstan. So we purchased this cell phone and we were able to get a picture of him using the cell phone, and it's already made a big thing. So this year we got the opportunity to purchase trap cameras. One of the ways they do research, because these guys are very elusive, is to set cameras up. And we're already getting some reports back on how the cameras are working, but we furnished, I think, 5 cameras to them. So that's literally providing them the means to collect such important data. So those are, again, those things that we don't get to talk about a lot, but this is conservation's night to really shine.
At Cocktails for Conservation, you're moving the venue, and you do move it around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, we're going to a very exotic area.
Yes, we'll be in deserts and forests of the world with the possibility of side tours to the Love Shack, and I'll leave that to you to figure out. But anyway, we have some fun with some of our programs. But yeah, we wanted to invite people to come back and visit that, or if they've not been to the new exhibits, because some folks haven't seen forests, they may have seen deserts, and it's just really a place that lends itself well to cocktails, if you will. Plus, it's indoors, so we never know in February. As we can tell from the month we've been in, we never know what the weather will be, so it gives us a chance. The rest of the zoo will not be open, however, because it's such a short period of time. We're afraid people wouldn't have a chance to, you know, enjoy themselves and then get around to the zoo. So, but there will be animal ambassadors to talk to you.
The animal ambassadors are an important part of the zoo as well because it is a hands-on experience with animals that you may have never encountered. Of course, you're not going to encounter a lot of them just in the general area.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Right. I mean, it's a chance to get up close. In fact, I had a great story yesterday from our vet tech who actually hand-raised 2 fennec fox kits, and they're just adorable. And I love fennec foxes, and Sophie's one of our ambassadors. But the kits are especially friendly because she really has done a terrific job. But she was walking them across the zoo, and a little girl got a chance to pet one while it was going across and get a picture made. And, you know, just really excited because they're such unusual, beautiful animals. And so it was a big moment. So we'll have lots of that kind of opportunity for you. And folks on hand who are experts about it, this is a chance to talk to the actual people who work with the animals. And they'll be telling about the programs we do and why we're involved and that kind of thing.
And Cocktails for Conservation is a chance for people to meet other people that are interested in supporting the zoo and the conservation programs as well.
You know, you're right. And it is a different group. It's a group who maybe takes their relationship with the zoo a little further and takes a relationship with, you know, the environment. They're pretty serious about it, and they really want to know about that thing. It's not just an evening. Sure, it's an evening to have a cocktail, but it's also a chance to interact with people who have similar interests and who are really there kind of for the science side of it as much as for, you know, the enjoyment.
Will you have the hellbenders there as well?
Yes, I think we're planning on having a hellbender in a tank so people can actually see one because they're not on exhibit. And even if they are, they're not the greatest exhibit animals. They like to hide under rocks. And that is not an animal that people enjoy coming to see at the zoo if it's under a rock, you know. So, but we do plan on incorporating that into Forest of the World at some point. We haven't decided exactly how we're going to do the exhibit. But we I'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag here. Love Shack tours include behind the scenes at our Hellbender breeding area, which is really something special. So that's we called it the Love Shack because the ultimate goal is to get those guys to reproduce. Very difficult to do in captivity. I believe only one other zoo has actually done it. So we're working on it. And they're, again, right up there in the Hawassi River, pristine environment. One of the last really good breeding areas for them in this part of the country. And so we got to preserve that.
Cocktails for Conservation is Friday night, February 28th. And I understand there's a discount if you purchase the tickets early. What's the cutoff date for that discount?
You have by 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 27th. So after that, they'll be full price. It's a great deal. You know, we encourage people. And this is a chance, if you don't attend some of our higher price events, this is a chance to pop in, have a quick cocktail, learn about the animals, and then if you want to go on to dinner, great. But we will have hors d'oeuvres by Family Concessions, who's one of our big partners, and so you probably can make a meal out of it if you wanted to. But it's really a great opportunity, a really small investment for a really, really important work at the zoo that we do.
You can join Dartie Long and the Animal Ambassadors at Cocktails for Conservation this Friday, February 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chattanooga Zoo. There's a discount for tickets purchased at the zoo's gift shop before close of business on February 27th. Visit the web at chatzoo.org for more details about what's going on at the Chattanooga Zoo. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.